Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
There's a lot of ways to look at luck. I often look at luck in terms of the things which are probabilities, but it just kind of comes up, you know, against you from time to time. Like, for example, there was a story on the website at coasttocoastam.com about the cell phones going off as a result of that big emergency transmission they had earlier this week. And the people who are Amish who had secret phones who were busted because those phones started going off, regardless of whether they had the ringtone off or whatever. And it's like, oh, that's a little unlucky. And then I see the story about, I don't know if you saw the video. I would recommend it if you go to coasttocoastam.com, about people who were on this little train in Colorado, kind of, it sounds like a little tourist train, and they get video of what appears to be Bigfoot walking across the brush not too far off the railroad tracks. They get a pretty clear image of whatever it is. Now, maybe that's a hoax, maybe that's all been pre-prepared, maybe it's whatever, but that's lucky, right, that they happen to have a cell phone camera in their hand as something like that is happening. How do you look at luck?
I like to paraphrase Thomas Jefferson, is the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't, you know, I mean, it's like winning the lottery. You've actually got to buy the ticket to right. win. Cause you know, a lot of people, right. I wish I could win the lottery A lot of times when I'm on call-in shows, people call in and they mistake me being a medium, which is communicating with spirits, for being a fortune teller. And they say, well, will I find a new job and will I find a love in my life?
Right.
I ask, well, what are you doing about it? Well, nothing. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So you create your own luck in yeah. many situations. And then there's times like you're talking about where you could be in a particular place at a particular time and something happens. The question then, Ian, and we've talked about this before, the last time I was,
yeah.
is synchronicity. Because sometimes you will find yourself in a particular situation at a precise moment, which affects the rest of your life. And sometimes that can be really good, and sometimes that can be really negative. My dad, the Navy SEAL, always used to say to me that your life can change in a second. So let's say that you make an improper left turn and
right.
you're driving into an intersection and you get into a horrific collision, that 1 second has changed your life in a terrible way. Or perhaps you could be in a job interview and they throw a question at you out of left field and you give the answer that really impresses your potential employer and then they hire you for a great job. So that 1 second has changed your life in a positive way.
I see that. As long as we're quoting on luck, I think it was Seneca, right? The Roman philosopher. I think it was Seneca who is originally, I believe he's credited with luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. And so the people on the train, they didn't panic. They didn't scream. They didn't they had an opportunity to take this video of Bigfoot or what appears to be Bigfoot. They had a camera in their hand and they did it. That's preparation meeting opportunity. And I like all that. I think what's interesting is when luck gets in your head to your point about the lottery, you know, people talk about luck in that way. And I say luck would be winning the lottery without having bought a ticket. That's just like, that's a miracle. That's not.
Yeah, that's not luck. That's a miracle.
Right? it's crazy. So even if you have a 1 in 10 billion chance of something, it could happen. So, but I think that kind of gets in some people's heads, right? And they think of themselves early on in life, they start thinking of themselves as unlucky, as born under a bad sign, that somehow the universe is against their own success. And it's hard to break people free from that perspective once it's become ingrained.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, because once you develop a mindset, whether it's positive or negative, a negative mindset seldom results in positive results. And when in my work, both as a medium and then when I was practicing law full time, and I would I dealt with both criminal cases and complex civil litigation. And there would be clients I had that were physically injured or they had severe illnesses, perhaps
right.
cancer or something like that. And the ones that seemed to make it the longest or even defeat the illnesses or the injuries were determined to do it. They had that positive mindset, I'm going to beat this, I'm going to do that. The ones that gave up seemed to go right away. And certainly, you know, you can only have so much control over something like cancer. But the thing is, a positive mindset has a lot to do with your success in life, because there's a lot of people, like you just said, that go around with this, oh, I was born under an unlucky sign, nothing ever works out for me. And so they flood their head with negativity, and then everything that they're looking at is through this filter, which... You know, in other words, it's hard to be optimistic through misty optics. You're giving yourself not a head start, but you're always at the rear of the pack because you're putting that intention out there. So luck is, I think it's part of our life, but it's also how we shape things and perceive things. And luck is oftentimes, and that's why we're talking about Friday the 13th, and there's a number of superstitions and phobias out there, which, you know, people are so afraid of certain things. But once again, once you begin to understand and approach a fear, approach a superstition, what we find in the study of ancient mysteries and paranormal phenomenon, in fear-based beliefs, there is some factual basis which led to what that fear, what that phobia,
right.
what that superstition is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
And in this case, it does seem like the legend of October the 13th is the truth of why this date looms so large for us.
Well, absolutely. And that's why it's such an honor being on Coast to Coast on Friday, October 13th, because 716 years ago, on Friday, October 13th of 1307, so we're 716 years to the day, is when it is widely believed that the fear, the phobia of Friday the 13th originated. And I love how the psychologists, there's two technical terms, paraskivi decatriphobia, which is the Greek term, and frigatrisca decaphobia, which is the Latin term, both of which mean fear of Friday the 13th. So this is a legitimate fear for a lot of people.
There's just trisca decaphobia. People, every time 13 comes up, they think it's unlucky.
Yes.
Right? It's just the number itself, not even attaching it to a date or a day of the week.
Well, there's a lot to it, though. According to numerologists, 12 is considered the number of completeness. There's 12 astrological signs, 12 months in a year, 12 hours on a clock. In ancient Greece, there were 12 main gods on Mount Olympus. In the in Judaism, there were 12 tribes of Israel. In Christianity, there were 12 apostles of Jesus. So 12 was always looked at as a number of completeness, a high standard. But the number 13 was irregular because it considered to upset the balance of 12. And the belief where this came from may have originated in Norse mythology, and then mirrored in early Christian beliefs about the Last Supper, that having 13 people seated at a table, one will die within a year. And according to legend, there are 13 witches in a coven. But, you know, this may sound irrational, but then again, think about it, Ian. And for all you Coast to Coast listeners, most cities don't have a 13th street. Hotels have no 13th floor because many people won't stay on that floor.
But I'm so glad that tradition stopped. There was a time when that's always true, and you can almost mark buildings at a time when people started saying, or architects, or it's just saying pish posh. There is a 13th floor. We might as well call it the 13th floor because you count them up from the ground. There is going to be a 13th floor. It's not like you magically skip a floor.
I know, but. But then again, of all the NASA manned missions to the moon, it was Apollo 13 that had the disaster. And thanks to the genius of NASA, and I have to put a plug in here for my dad who has passed on. He was one of the team, one of the aerospace team members that helped figure out how to get Apollo 13 back.
So whip smart.
Yeah, well, in that situation, that was about as bad luck as you're going to get.
Right.
You had an oxygen tank blow up on the command module, so clearly there was no way that the mission could be sustained. And, you know, I'm sure we've all heard or seen excerpts, if not seen the movie Apollo 13.
Yeah.
But, they actually transmitted, Houston, we have a problem. And I remember I was really young, and my dad came home from work, and he said, we got to figure something out tonight. He came home to eat dinner, and he goes, you know, to my mom, I got to go back in. He said, we got to figure out something tonight, or these guys are going to die. I said, but, Dad, on TV, they said it's going to be okay. He goes, that's what they're telling us.
Yeah,
we don't come up with something tonight. And they did.
Yeah.
And so there's a situation that involves really bad luck, but then when you put the best and brightest on, okay, instead of caving into the fear, let's analyze the situation, take all the factors, what do we have to work with, and you come up with a solution. So, you know, 13, yes, maybe that was a coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidences, but it was Apollo 13 that almost didn't make it.
You know, that is, it's funny as you spell it out like that, and I'm inclined to think that this is what, there's that certain amount of magical thinking goes into that, and I'm not, but often it's sort of a reflection that people are focused on one thing, and in a way it kind of helps them deal with the world. If they can avoid 13, then they're actively trying to avoid problems, or they're actively trying to avoid bad luck. And, or if they really look at October, you know, if they look at Friday the 13th and they think, well, I'm just going to stay in bed tonight, I'm going to stay close to home, you know, maybe that's its own kind of way of acknowledging that the rest of my life is so good, this is what I'm going to step aside for, and not necessarily be so overwhelmed by 13 that they can't step outside. You see what I'm saying? It becomes almost like a kind of symbolism for all that could go wrong, and so you try to avoid it, just like we should normally.
And there's actually statistics to back up what you just said.
Huh.
According to the late Donald Dossie of the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute, Asheville, North Carolina, 21 million Americans fear Friday the 13th to the point where they won't leave the house, they avoid normal routines, they won't drive, they won't fly, they're absolutely paralyzed by this fear. And it's been estimated, Ian, that nearly $900 million in business is lost every Friday the 13th.
Wow.
Studies show that there's fewer accidents, fewer fires, fewer thefts because people don't go out. So, there, you know, there's a flip side to it. Yeah, we're losing almost $1 billion in revenue on Friday the 13th, which is probably made up on Saturday the 14th. but because people don't, you know, a lot of people won't go out, they're not driving as much, there's less mishaps.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny. It's you know, there's this, oh, it's bad luck, but then again, it does translate into actual dollars.
One of my children, my oldest son, was born on Friday the 13th, and somebody told me, well, now from now on, Friday the 13th is your lucky day, and it turns the whole thing on its head, that Friday the 13th at any time, any 13 is now your lucky number because your child survived on the 13th of a Friday someday. I think I mean, I never really put much faith in it anyway, but I thought, yeah, I've always felt very lucky as a result of that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.